It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Dr. Milton Wolf, a board-certified diagnostic radiologist, a Washington Times columnist, and the cousin of President Barack Hussein Obama. Dr. Wolf, good afternoon.
Greetings from the conservative who would like to see Barack Obama squirm. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. You want to make your cousin squirm? I think you did it with your column today. Mitt beat Rick, but Newt beat Barack. It's pretty interesting stuff. You hit the nail right on the head. The real story on Tuesday wasn't really the election, was it?
You know, a lot of people get caught up in the day-to-day, goings-on of these campaigns. There are a lot of checkers games, but a few people are out there playing chess, and one of those people is Newt Gingrich. He's a smart guy. Man, he sure cornered the president and, frankly, made Barack Obama look pretty foolish on his energy policy.
Yeah, he obviously did send a message to the White House, and he's got him scrambling now, because I just saw a survey where 77% of Americans listed high gas prices as a huge problem for them, and that creates a huge problem for the guy residing on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You know, they scrambled Air Force One. I think they've put together two or three formal statements since Newt Gingrich has gone after the energy issue, and they're out there just mocking what we all know to be true. They want us to believe that somehow the rules of supply and demand no longer apply, that if we increase the supply, that we can bring the price down of gasoline. We all know that's true. The only person who doesn't believe that is Barack Obama.
Yeah, and he had his people out on the talking head shows saying exactly what you just said. They kept saying, no, it's a global problem. It is not about supply and demand. Yet, 2 days ago, when the president's down at the truck plant in North Carolina delivering his campaign speech, he actually used the words supply and demand. So maybe he's learned.
This is the president. One goal this president has achieved is for the higher energy prices. He said before he was elected in office that he would necessarily cause energy prices to skyrocket. When the gas prices shot up before his election, he said that was a good thing. He just didn't want it to happen so quickly. In other words, he wanted to kind of fool Americans. You know, you put the frog in the cool water and slowly warm it up and it won't jump out. That's how he looks at Americans, how much he can get away with, what he can do. And he's been successful causing the fuel prices to rise. And he's fooling himself. If he believes that increasing the supply won't reduce the price, and on a global basis, because it will send a message. Instead of bowing, can you imagine that? The President of the United States, what good could he think that does for America? For the President to bow before a Saudi king, the country that produced 15 of the 19 terrorists on 9/11, and he bows to them. Mm-hmm. Instead, if we started opening up our lands, if we brought in the Keystone Pipeline, if we started drilling offshore, we'll send a stronger message to that Saudi king that we will produce our own oil. We don't need you. Thank you very much.
No, it's absolutely true. And, he used that line, the Republicans just want to drill, drill, drill. It kind of backfired on him, didn't it?
You know, even Jay Leno picked up on that and said, the Democrats have been saying that if we start drilling now, it's not going to help us for at least 10 years. Well, isn't that what they've been saying for over 10 years now?
Yeah.
They're out of ideas.
Actually, it's been a lot longer than that. I was talking the other day. I remember the gas lines back in the early 70s, and I remember back then politicians saying, well, it would do no good to drill here right now because we wouldn't feel the effects of it for 5 years or 10 years. And I'm thinking, wow, we would have been okay by the time we reached the early 80s.
You know, that reminds me of that Jerry Seinfeld line where he's talking about the advertisers. They're selling their product, and they said, no payments until January. Buy now. No payments until January. So who do they think we are? Oh, yeah, January will never come.
All right. Now, he says there is no silver bullet, though.
Yeah, Barack Obama did. He said, the guy who used to say, yes, we can, is now saying, okay, no, we didn't, but it's not my fault. He has no place to hide on this. There is not a silver bullet, I suppose, but there is something, as Newt Gingrich said, there's leadership. And leadership would open that Keystone Pipeline, would bring drilling back into the Gulf. You know that this administration, the Barack Obama administration, was held in contempt of court for chasing the oil drillers out of the Gulf. We would open up the government lands and let them drill. You know that the places where the government has control over oil drilling, oil production is down 40%. It's on private land that oil production is up, and that's only because Barack Obama can't stop it. And that's the only reason that our oil production hasn't completely collapsed. There's an answer. There's a solution. It just takes leadership.
Right, and he's taking credit for a higher oil production when actually if he had his way, it would have been a lot lower.
You know, it's just astounding. When we talk about audacity, that is the audacity of Barack Obama, to claim credit for something that he opposes.
And yesterday, of course, he lobbied senators all day long to kill the amendment that would have allowed the Keystone Pipeline to continue, that project to continue. So effectively, it's dead now.
You know, I'll tell you something. It takes a special kind of dumb to create a situation where we will turn our primary trading partner, our largest trading partner, Canada, into a strategic ally of China. Because if they don't build that pipeline south to America, they will build it to their shore, and they will ship that oil to China.
All right, so what I take away from this is something you said. Newt wins the first debate, and I guess he never even had to stand face-to-face with the president, huh?
And the bigger issue on that is that the other candidates, they have gone after each other, but only one of them has made Barack Obama quiver and made him squirm. And we need to think about that as we go forward in these primaries. Who really can take on Barack Obama?
You thought about calling him for gas money?
He's already made the when I went to go purchase a used SUV for my daughter, made the price of it skyrocket because all of the SUVs had been crushed under his cash for clunkers plan. He's already cost me so much money, I think I probably should hit him up.
All right. Great to talk to you, Dr. Wolf. You have a great weekend. Folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Mitt beat Rick, but Newt beat Barack. Dr. Milton Wolf. See you later.
Take care, Andy.